The cat, having cleaned all her fur, returned to the meat-stained paper, nosed at it, and stalked to the door. She looked back at him, mewing. Wants to go out. Wait before a door. Sometimes it will open. Let her wait. Has the fidgets. Electric thunder in the air. Was washing at her ear with her back to the fire, too. He felt heavy, full. Then a gentle loosening of his bowels. He stood up, undoing the waistband of his trousers. The cat mewed to him.
Meow, he said, in answer. Wait till I'm ready.
Heaviness. Hot day coming. Too much trouble to fag up the stairs to the landing. A paper. He liked to read at stool. Hope no apes comes knocking just as I'm... In the table drawer he found an old number of Titbits. He folded it under his armpit, went to the door and opened it. The cat went up in soft bounds. Ah, wanted to go upstairs, curl up in a ball on the bed. Listening, he heard her voice.
Come, come, pussy, come.
He went out through the back door into the garden, stood to listen towards the next garden. No sound. Perhaps hanging clothes out to dry? The maid was in the garden. Fine morning. He kicked open the crazy door of the Jakes. Better be careful not to get these trousers dirty for the funeral. He went in, bowing his head under the low lintel. Leaving the door ajar, amid the stench of mouldy lime wash and stale cobwebs, he undid his braces. Before sitting down, he peered through a chink up at the next door window. The king was in his counting house. Nobody. A squat on the cockstool, he folded out his paper, turning its pages over on his bared knees. Something new and easy, no great hurry. Keep it a bit. Our prize Titbit. Machem's Masterstroke, written by Mr. Philip Beaufoy, Playgoers Club, London. Payment at the rate of 1 guinea a column has been made to the writer. 3.5, £3, £3, £13 and 6. He tore away half the prize story sharply and wiped himself with it. Then he girded up his trousers, braced and buttoned himself. He pulled back the jerky, shaky door of the Jakes and came forth from the gloom into the air. In the bright light, lightened and cooled in limb, he eyed carefully his black trousers, the ends, the knees, the hocks of the knees. What time is the funeral? I better find out in the paper. A creak and a dark whir in the air high up. The bells of George's Church. They tolled the hour. Loud, dark iron.
Hey-ho, 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 hey-ho.
1:45. There again, the overtone following through the air. 3rd. Poor Dignam.